Right? This guy didn't have shishim against the cheese. There was a lot of cheese. So the Gemara introduces taking into account the Gedera. Ika da Amri. Oh, pause it for a second. Got to go after this year to another meeting about the different restaurant. That I can't talk about now. Okay. So you take into account the Kedera. So the Gemara Fret Kasha, what does that mean, you take into account the Kedera? That adds to your Shishim. So the Gemara throws out two phenomenal options. That you don't need actual Shishim only from food. Everything that we assumed from the beginning of the year, that we need Shishim in the pot itself, with the food itself, that's not necessarily the case. Zokt Rashi and Tosis, and Rashi and Tosis hold. No, the Gemara went to the unbelievable possibility in the Lishna Kama to even take into account the what? The substance, the actual charsis hakadera, the actual earthenware, whatever it's made out of, that could add the surface area, depending on how many zesim, how what volume that is, that can actually add to the ratio of 1 to 60. Second Lishna is a little bit more machmir. No, we're not going to take wood, right? Jack didn't even show up today because he didn't even like that option. Made no sense to him. And he booked a flight and got out of here. But the Gemara says, no, you need some sort of food. You need some sort of taste. But it has to be with my debolag dera. It has to be with epis blius, even if it's historical blius. Tosis didn't like the case of the Gemara. Tosis thought that this was mechudish legamre. Tosis touched up the Gemara. Tosis said it can't be a case where what? Where it's mamish, you're cooking right now 10 eter versus 1 iser, a ratio of 10 to 1, and then you're going to say what? This is not iser because of the walls of the pot? That's utterly ridiculous. You're never going to have any surim because you're going to take that into account. That can't be what the Gemara was suggesting. That's nuts. Lamaisa, what Tosis thought, sounds like the Pashas and where Rashi was entertaining the possibility that if the Gemara would take into account the Kedera itself, even if you were cooking it right now in lesser of a ratio, you would add the volume of the Kedera to the ratio of Heter right now. So Tosis says it has to be a different case. Tosis says it has to be that you cooked earlier in the morning with a ratio, I'm going to throw out numbers, of 40 against 1. So you were missing 20 to your Shishim. So later on, we're going to cook something else, a kosher dish, without any so there was 40 and 1 iser in the first dish, right? And then later on, let's take the example from today, right? You were scrambling an egg with some cheese in a fleshik pot, and then later on, there wasn't enough heter going against it. Later on, I add 20 more zesim of heter that will now have bitul b'shishim. And that was what the Gemara was saying. What do those 20 heter have to be in order to make sure that the old cooking is not going to trafe up my heter right now that I'm cooking? Does it have to be 20 from the pot, or could it be 20 from the blius? And that was the discussion. But now you're going to tell me I can mamish cook iser in a ratio of 1 to 10, and that's not going to be usir. Tosis says, taste it. Avada, there's iser right there. That was never even a possibility of the Gemara. On that, Stauber asked a bomb kasha, and he says, I don't understand. If you're talking and you're talking at a scenario that you cooked earlier this morning, so then there's Hanan. And anytime we don't have Shishim, we learned at the beginning of the year that it assers up and has Shishim. Great kasha. We're leaving that off with the kasha. Stay tuned. In two sugyas, Amir Tashem, we're going to deal with that kasha. Yes, Stauber.
Tosfot doesn't take a side on
Kedera versus Bolag Dera. Avada, there's a suffix the Gemara. Tosfot is just being Masber. The Rishonim are being Masber. Rashi goes out of character, and Rashi takes a side. So Rashi starts off and he says, I'm going to take a side. I'm going to say that the Lishna Kama, which is what? Machmir or Mekel, Rabbi Yisai? According to Lishna Kama, it's more Mekel, that you don't even need food. You can mamish take into account the Gdera. So Dr. Rashi, no. Safi Daraisa L'chumra, you can't go with the Kulut Sad and be Mekel, right? We had a little bit of a problem, parenthetically, that Rashi's saying Safi Daraisa L'chumra over here. Rashi Shita by Tam Ke'ikr is that it's a Safi Darabonon. The Rashba addressed this, and the Rashba says, yeah, but since it's Nishtalshel, like what we spoke about a few sugars ago, Malik, since it's Ikaru and Isser Daraisa, so even if it gets to a Shlava being Darabonon, you have to be Machmir. That's Soyser Shita Zarashba in Tam Ke'ikr and Shulchan Aruch. Tzarech Ian, so maybe you can answer the Rashi a different way with the Chassam Sofer. We threw out possible suggestions, how to explain that even according to Rashi, Tam Ke'ikr couldn't be considered a Safi Daraisa over here, that you would have to be Machmir, and not apply the principle of Safi Darabana Lekula. But then, what? Right. But then, I left off Shir yesterday with two points that we have to get back to. Number one, we introduced a few sugars ago that there's a concept of Chayzer v'neir. What happens? We talked about this issue of Chayzer v'neir. We didn't learn this well because it's coming in Mirchus Hermann Daf Kuf. Stay tuned. It's going to come up in the Rosh on Daf Kuf. But there is a concept of what happens if you have a shear of bittel, and then for some reason that shear bittel went away. So the classic example that we discuss is what happens. Pesach happens. You had shishim before Pesach, and now shishim is not relevant because chametz is aser b'mashu. So stabber, what's the din? The Rama makes a chiluk between lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish. Depends what type of taruvus you have. If you have a liquid taruvus, so it's a stronger bittel, so therefore you say what's bottle is bottle, and that goes even into Pesach. And if you had ingredients that were non-kosher of Pesach, and they were bottle b'shishim before Pesach, guess what? You could serve that next to your Korban Pesach, bilel haseder, that's heter gomer. But if you had a taruvus of matzah, one of the matzahs is not kosher of Pesach, and it was a taruvus of yavish b'yavish, so then you would say chayzer v'neir, and that would be something that's usher because it's a weaker bittel when it's a taruvus of yavish b'yavish. So I don't want to really talk about that sugya of Pesach that we spend time on, but I want to talk about the following concept, everybody say. In fact, the Rashba, what's going on over here? This is classic chayzer v'neir. I understand, you don't have a taruvus. You don't have an amount that's what? That's a shear of bittel anymore. So what? My shna, if it fell out, if there's no ratio anymore, so why is it going to be good? If there's evaporation, and the isser, if the isser goes away, right, and it's boleya into the walls, and you, even if you had 60, but right now, this is going to be usser. And just like if it would fall into a new pot, frek the Rashba, that's, I'm quoting the Rashba verbatim. Right? Just like if it would fall into a new pot and it would be what? A situation of not having shishim, that obviously would what? Would aser the new pot. So too over here, if it went through the bishul process and the heter evaporated or the heter moved away, so then that would be a problem. So what in the world is our Gemara even entertaining an impossibility of here? This should be classic chayzer v'neir. This should be a classic iser that should be aser. So the Rashba quotes the Ramban, and the Rashba quotes the Ramban, and the Ramban says something unbelievable. The Ramban says, anyone have a Rashba here? The Ramban says that it depends. If a person takes out the food and drips it and spills it out, and he does a biadayim, so then you say chayzer v'neir. But if on its own, what? It absorbed, and it became less, and now there's less heter in the pot from what there was originally, so then you don't say chayzer v'neir. Did anyone understand what the Ramban was talking about? You did it, Stauber? Before we get the question, Rabbi said, this Ramban makes no sense. I have no idea what he's talking about. I don't understand. Lamaisa, there's Isser over here. Who cares whether you're a good guy or you're a bad guy? Who cares whether you did it be a dime or you didn't do it be a dime or it just got absorbed into the pot because of the heat and it was memela? Lamaisa, the vort is what? There's 40 right now. There's no heter of shishim. So it's going to what? It's going to aser. Like the Rashba asked. Just like if it would spill into another pot. There's no shishim over here. Who cares how it got to the situation of not being shishim? Whether it was memela absorption versus be a dime. This is not a knas. This is not like punishment. This is not like, come over here, let me give you a patch. This is a metzias. This is a metzias that there's no shishim over here. Don't worry, Rabbi Yisai. We're in good company if we don't understand. Because the Rashba comments about his Rebbe, the Ramban, I don't know what he's talking about over here. So I don't understand how his answer answered this question. But then the Rashba quotes the Rambam. And the Rashba quotes the Rambam, which is really something that I assumed in the beginning of the sugya, that by my debolak dera, Rabbi Yisai, the Rambam says, means, don't ignore the food and the 20 zesim that are no longer here in the pot. We should now imagine that what's in the walls of the pot and was absorbed into the pot is as if it's what? In the pot itself. My debolak dera is now creating and adding 20 more to the pot, so there is no chozer b'neir, because it's oimid v'kayim, it's inside the pot. And now you take what's there, and you put it into the pot as if it was there, and now don't ignore the 20 that's missing. That's what the Rashba quotes from the from the Rambam. Okay, good. So that's the way to deal with the kasha of Chayzer V'Neir. But what about Rabbi Yisai, the Shaila of how to paskin in our two lishnas of the Gemara? So Rashi continues. Rashi rejects the first lishna of our Gemara because Rashi says, Safi d'raisa l'chumra, and I got to be on the more machmir lashon. Right? Rashi is of the opinion that which lishna is more machmir? The second lishna. The first lishna is more mekel. The Ritva's opinion is what? Opposite. The Ritva's opinion is to learn Gedera totally fakir. Gedera means the food. So therefore, which lishna is more machmir according to the Ritva? The first lishna is more machmir. The Ritva never entertained even a possibility to use what? To use the actual physical metal of the pot and to add that to the... Because like Jack, the Ritva was in Jack's camp. The Ritva just flew on a flight back to Florida and he left Shir already a while ago. So, what? The Blias. Right, so that adds. This is exactly the conversation we had yesterday. Factor. The Blias, the Tam, is Mevatel the Tam of the Tam Isser. Tam Heter can be Mevatel Tam Isser. 1 second. So, Gzokt Rashi. So I'm going to reject the Lishna Rishayna, which was Mekel. But then Rashi pulls a fast one. He says, and I'm going to reject the Lishna Shnia, who was Machmir. Stauber walked over to me and he says, how did Rashi do that? He just rejects both possibilities of our Gemara. Yeah, because Rashi says there's a Gemara later on. What's the Gemara later on? The Gemara later on Sadi Chesem et al. Says Rashi, talks about something that was cooking on the fire. The only way to be Meshire is with the food that you have in front of you, not with anything else. Ignore both of these lishnas presented in the Gemara. And we don't even take into account the blias in the wall, the tam that's in the wall. Those kazesim do not add. Because not only did what? Heter bolea, Rabbi Yisai. But what? Also, Isser was by Leia. Whatever good guys went into the walls, also what? The bad guys went into the walls. So Memela, it's not going to help you and just say, oh no, I really have Shishim over here. You know why I have Shishim? Because, don't forget, there are 20 Zaysim that were Nivla into the walls. Yeah, but whatever ratio was Nivla into the wall mitzad the head there was also Nivla into the wall mitzad the Isser. Kidamrino lekamam, like the Gemara says on Sadi Chesem Amid Aleph, that the Gemara wanted to say that you should be Meshayer, but my debala dikula. So the Gemara says, really? Well, by the way, what's a dikula?
We don't know.
We don't know. Excellent. But let's say there's a trick question. The Shura my debala dikula. Amr le Rabbanu le Ravashi. Rabbanu say back to Ravashi. Otu. That's an I don't know of. Not I don't know. That's an I. Exactly. Otu de terabala di sura loibala. Sprek the Ravashi. Did the Isser go in and not the Heter? Right? Zokta Gemara. I'm sorry, Malik, you can't. This is yesterday. It is all Chazar from yesterday. I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. But the Usura Kbala, the Isser loibala, Zokta Gemara. Therefore, you cannot be Balea. Therefore, you cannot take into account Blias. Zokta Rashi. Our Gemara is what? Contradicted from the Gemara in Tzadiches. Kitzer? Machloikas Hasugis. Unbelievable what Stauber pointed out. Rashi goes anti-characteristic. Usually one side of the Gemara has to be Chayvakayim. Zokt Rashi, nothing's Chayvakayim. Okay? Yeah, Balak.
No, we're good. I'm just asking, it absorbs in the same ratio.
Exactly.
So how are you going to say that it's 40?
That's exactly.
No, because if you had Shishim to 1, and now it's 40 to 1.
You don't have Shishim to 1.
You had
60
to 1.
No, you didn't. Rabbi Yisai, you have something that was lacking, right? And now you want to take the blias and say that the heter went into the walls, and that's going to add to my shishim to be mevatel the iser. So the Gemara says on Sadi Ches, why are you assuming the only thing that was nivla was heter? The thing that was nivla is also iser, so therefore it's not going to help you. If that's going to be the case, says Rashi, so then you can't add to your ratio from what you have in the pot. Not only the Gedera, because I said Safi Dereis L'Chumra, which, by the way, I'm not sure how I said Safi Dereis L'Chumra. Okay, finish the song with simple liner later with that. And then what? And I can't even take my Debalak there, Blias also. Why? Because there's a Gemara that contradicts Blias. It's Machlekes Asugyas. What? So Taisa says, Taisa will say, at that time, there was Heter and Isser that went in. They both went in. Tyson's invited to that. Yeah.
Rashi could just save himself by saying, why don't you just go take the first bird? Why don't you just become Mako? Then you don't have to deal with some
of the rest of the
saying why he didn't need to. I mean, he himself holds.
You're asking the Rashba's Kasha? Don't ask me the Rashba's Kasha. You're Ganav.
The air means the food?
Answer, no.
Okay, so you're Ganav.
So what? According to the
Ritzvah,
what
is chaticha? Who said
chaticha?
Pieces, pieces in the.
So what is
kippah mean? It's also food, gravy. A different.
Yes,
no, gedera meant lafuke. We said yesterday, gedera meant lafuke my the bolak gedera. It's just saying everything that I just said. It's like a title. Everything that I just said, by the way, is inside the gedera, not in the walls. That's all gedera means. It's to tell you not to say like Lishna Bas. Yeah, Ubik there. Yeah, it's a little dumb.
By the fact that he went into
food. Didn't that Gemara ruin the Rambam opinion in Rashba? Because he says that it's Chogar because of an error. But wouldn't that Isser also be... Like,
no, the Ramban says it's not Chogar of an error. Everyone's saying it's not Chogar of an error.
Ramban?
The Rashba says, why isn't this Chogar of an error? But the assumption of the Gemara is that we're going to use Shishim over here. He asked, why not? Right? The Rambam just said when you take it could be that I think we all assume like this, but the Rambam just said my the Balak Deira is now just saying that that's food. So there's never a Chozer V'Neir Shaila because it's now you're just taking all those plias.
The plias doesn't change form. It's like the original.
That's what the Rambam's saying. It's as if there's food in that pot. So now you have 60 in the pot. Rabbi Yisai comes along the Rashba and he says something fascinating. Rabbi Yisai. Because according to what I'm just saying right now is, Rabbi, okay, so Lamaisa, what am I left with? Nothing. Rashi rejected both Lishnas, so I throw out both of these fascinating possibilities, and what? What are we left with? Food. Just food for Shishim, right?
Right.
Not so fast. Not so fast as the Rashba. What happens if I have a situation like this?
Hey, we're already married. Shabbos are over, and we're cooking in our pots. Okay? Cooking my pot, and, right? I got some soup over here, right? 40 days of soup, okay? And some Isser falls in. One's ice, Isser. Good? Now, this 40 Zasim wasn't always 40 Zasim. What happened? The walls were by Leia 20 Zasim. How do I know that? How do I know that? Says the Rashba. Says the Rashba. Because I don't shluff. Because I was very careful and I saw. And I used a measuring cup of how much stuff I put into the pot when I was cooking. So Rashba asks, let me ask you a following question. Rashi rejects it. Because Rashi tells you what? The Gemara in Tariches tells us. What? What does the Gemara in Tariches tell us? Otu. Otu. Hetera bala. Isura laibala. Right? So whatever went in from Eter, went in from Isser. Frek the Rashba, what happened if I was watching? What happens if I know and I was roeh constantly and I saw, no, I dropped a measuring cup of kizayis isser, but I know only 20 zasim of heter went into the walls. What happens if you were roeh? Exactly what happens. Then what falls, Rabbi Yisai? One second, what falls? Does this kasha still exist? No, because I know exactly how much I put in.
You know,
I was aware of the ingredients the entire time. And guess what? I can measure the Isser right now, and it's still a what? It's still a Zayas. So I know that the only thing that absorbed into the pot is what, says the Rashba? Is just the Heter. So then, says the Rashba, then I could save the Gemara on Sadi Zayin Amidbi. In such a situation where a person was roa and it wasn't like, oh my gosh, I goofed, I didn't see anything. And then the Gemara says, Kepshuto, otu bi teira bala et isur lo bala. Says the Rashba, what happens in a case where a person was roya and he knows exactly the ratios, he knows exactly what's going on, and he can say for certainty that I put 60 zasim of what? heter into this pot, and I put an azayis of iser into this pot, and now I'm left with how many zaysim of heter? 40 zaysim of heter. Where did it go? Obviously, it was bole in the gdera. What was bole in the gdera? Only the heter was bole in the gdera, and none of the iser in the gdera. Says the Rashba. Guess what? I want to suggest something wild. That even according to Rashi's rejection, that should still be chay v'kayim, and you could use blias to be Mashiach Shisha. Does everyone understand what the Rashba just did? Even though Rashi rejected all of our possibilities that we would never have thought of from a Gemara and Tzadi Zayin and Mabez that Shishim could be newly discovered with other elements and entities that the Gemara suggests, two possibilities. So Rashi rejected, the Rashba agrees that he can never use the Gedera, because Rashba and most Rishonim disagree with the Ritva that Gedera was a tremendous Kula, not a tremendous Chumra. So therefore, because Safek Deraisa L'Chumra, and the Rashba himself says, yeah, this is a real Safek Deraisa L'Chumra, because I'm a Tamke Iker man, and I hold Tamke Iker is what? The real McCoy is Deraisa, I don't hold like Rashi. So therefore, it says the Rashba, I agree that we should reject Lishna Rishonim of Gedera. That's a tremendous Kula, and Safek Deraisa, you can't be Mekla. Are you with me, Evan? But my debolak there, Rashi only rejected because of a Gemara on Tzadi Chesem et Aleph that says what? Otu de terrible the Isur Lobola? You don't know went into the walls, you madman? What are you saying? How are you able to say here with a kula? You're nuts. That now it was Balea and then it could be Mekel, but maybe it was Balea Isser. Well, what if I do know? What if I was Roya? Zokta Rashba. And it's quoted in Tur Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yisai. What does it say? Zachter Rashba. If I was Roya, I'm willing to be Mekel like what? Like the Gemara that says you could be Mashiach the Blias. Wow. Oh, Brother Rashba says, I realize this is a little mechudosh. I realize this is a little crazy what I'm allowing you to do. Right? So I'm going to limit it to what? To Min Bimino as opposed to Min Mishayeno Mino. Why did he do that, Rabbi Yisai? Because min b'mino, by definition, is what? Is shishin that's only required what? Derabanan. So by a derabanan, I could be mekel. But by min m'she'eno mino, the Rashba talks what? Tam ke'iker. Min m'she'eno mino is what? A safek. Deoraisa. You guys, you don't understand how like things are clicking for you guys more than like, whatever, I don't want to say. Kishmak. Yeah, Rashi, right, good. So Zokta Rashba, so therefore I'm not going to say this by Min M'she'eno Mino. Okay? You're saying because the Rashi Paskin's like Rebbe anyways. Yeah. Wow, excellent. So Vayter. Good? And Azoy's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Unbelievable. Trivia. How? Ask the guy on the street. Ask the guy in Smicha. Okay? How can you be Mevatel Shishim? In what cases can you be Mevatel with Shishim without actually having 60 pieces of food in the pot? Okay? It's a Gemara in Tzadi Zayin, with a Gemara in Tzadi Ches, with a Stira, with a Rashba, Min B'mino, Min M'she'en Amino, Azoy is Gepaskit.
Don't you like always have Shishim in like a chillin pot?
One second. The problem is, everybody say, this is the only debate, and with this I close the sugya. From Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like, and the Shach and Taz learn, that any case of Min B'mino, any case of Mimimino, what? We could always be Makel and say that maybe the Blias were by Leah. The Eger is Masig there on the Shulchan Aruch, on the Shach and Taz. He says the Rashba was only Makel even by Mimimino when it was what? When a guy was what? When he knew the measurements. When a guy was paying attention. You can't just always assume over here and take into account my debalag dera if you didn't know the measurements. So therefore, says Reb Kiva Eger, if a guy wasn't paying attention and he didn't know how much, says Reb Kiva Eger, even the Rashba never suggested to be mekel ad zeh, which is l'chayr Reb Kiva Eger is very convincing. How much of this sugya is lamaisa, Rabbi Yisai? Absolutely none of it. Because we go with the Ritva, we take food into account. We never use the pots. We never use even though the Shulchan Aruch says this by Mimimino. I know, I'm just telling you, like, Lamais, like, in terms of just, like, I'm never going to ask, you know, a woman, like, in terms of, like, it's a nice sniff lahakel, you know, in situations. But, like, the chances that you know how much went in
and how much water fell in. Like, according to Reb Kiva Eger, if you're not going to take like the Shachantaz, it's not going to happen. So it's just, it's a fascinating idea in terms of Shishim. It's going to affect sugyas that are going to come on that are going to be very lamaisa. That we're going to get to Stauber's question about Hanan by Kalim. Upper lamaisa, just in terms of how to be Mishara Shishim, we're still going to be Mishara Shishim practically all the time and most of the time with food only. Yeah, Schultz.
If this isn't lamaisa, but even if let's say on the side that you do know, how do you, what does that mean you know? How do you quantify 20 zasim from the pot? Fall in
using measure.
No, but how do you
Sorry. Good question, Sofer. Even the Rambam that takes into account Blias, the Rambam writes Beferish, b'may the Balak Dera, and not b'may the evaporate.
Yeah. How do you know that? How do you know?
How do you know what's in this Kedera? You have a pot in your cabinet.
How do you know how much water it's going to go out?
How do you differentiate what evaporated and what not?
How do you know if you can take the balaya out of the wall?
If it's covered, it's going into the pot.
Okay, then you can't. And you can't differentiate.
If you have a cover on the pot, it's never going to be evaporated.
That's not true.
No, that's not true.
It's not how it works.
Sometimes it stays on top of the pot. And it will not be balaya.
No, but then when you take the cover off.
I don't know.
What does that mean?
That's why it's boiling out.
You see what they're trying to do? No, you still have to explain the Gemara. The Gemara had a way for you to know what evaporated and what didn't evaporate. That's a kasha.
It didn't stay in the wall. It goes to the wall, stays in the bottom.
You have no idea. Yeah, it's
put it in the tour.
But say, look at the tour.
Yeah, the tour.
The tour says this. Tzadi test Dalit. Let me read you the tour. Zok the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Umsharna enter veiser kamosha balafaneinu afal pishah yibat the yosim itchil and ismai bebishula v'nivla b'kdera afilochi ein msharna so el kamosha balafaneinu. Why? Because he's being machmir by mim b'sheino mino. He's going to be maker by mim mino. Shagam eiser ha yosim ismai v'nivla b'kdera hilchem msharn shneim kamosha balafaneinu v'arasha pakosav yeshar mshaim dim kama balam in aheter. You do take the blias into account. B'kderu mitzdarf aheter. The Yeroili, what? B'mimino. Sheminat Torah, batal b'roiv. V'chom yitzrichu, shishin toin l'okal. Amim she'en amino, k'zayis k'leach b'yab raz, d'ratar, afilu tam k'yi kore, in toin l'okal. V'yemashar n'alu mashu bolu f'aneinu. Oh no, so it's not here. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Where is the Shulchan Aruch?
It's in
the... One second. Where does he say... What?
Tzadi test
out. Tzadi test.
Yeah.
Yeah, where does he say?
Someone says,
it's the Shulchan Aruch.
The Ibid,
yeah. Mashabola akdera v'oimid b'doifne akdera, u'misharen ze b'oimid yofe, we calculate some way, I don't know the answer to your question, Schultz, some way of an umdina to figure out, this is the Rambam, how much was nivla into the walls, v'rono sakilu be'en, and we view it, he's quoting, the Mechaber's quoting the Rambam, v'rono sakilu be'en, we now make it as if it's there, the blias are now there. Aval mashabola v'ibid, whatever evaporated, or got burnt up, machmas haor from the fire, einu mitzdarif shezek kolo legamre, because that's gone. That's not even in the walls, that's it. How do you quantify that? How?
Okay.
You mamish think you can?
Yeah.
I'm lost. Explain to me. I don't even know
mathematics.
How?
If you like find the boiling points and like what the like structure of the thing is, you can find out how much is being evaporated
based off amount of time.
But you can know how much is evaporated versus absorbed. No, you can differentiate between absorbed. I need to contrast absorption versus evaporation.
No, but he's Rebbe. The Shulchan Aruch says both. He says absorbed and evaporated.
No, absorbed counts. By min bimino, you're taking absorption. Stauber, you're not helping.
You can figure out the number of evaporation and you know how much you have left.
Assumption was based on how much you knew what was absorbed.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
How do you know how much?
No, it's not. He's saying you can figure out evaporation.
If
Stauber, there's a system I can figure out evaporation.
All right, if evaporation didn't exist, we'd know how much it would absorb.
I don't know.
I mean, I have a pot. I put something in it. And there's Julius in this pot. And now, but I don't, there's kosher Julius at all. How do I know how much of that is Julius?
I could look. If I knew there was no evaporation, I could look by the size of the item. How much it went down.
Rebbe, you take a measuring cup beforehand, and then afterwards you measure it again, see how much is left.
Yeah.
I have a pot that I cook meat in this pot.
The peg?
Or I could trade for this pot.
You evaporate the evaporation.
Sure. I then don't use this pot anymore. I then pour 40 zesim into this pot. Okay? We want to then say there's 20 zesim that go from this pot that was used before of Bluyas that make us get the shishim, right?
You're saying Tysus.
Yes. How do I know that there's exactly 20 zesim that go into this
pot? I measure what I cooked beforehand. I measured it. Oh, that's not a problem. I don't know how to differentiate between evaporation.
Evaporation, I get that. You have to get the absorption.
No, this is all based on measurements. This is all based on measurements. I knew the size at the beginning, and now I know the size afterwards. It's got to go and went into the wall.
I don't think you could ever get accurate.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, I want to start the next sugya.
We didn't reheat.